It's a treasure trove of letters from some of the most monstrous people in American history.
They got into, like, the guts, the blood.
For more than 20 years, Barbara Dickstein corresponded with notorious killers.
Were you ever worried for your safety or your husband's safety?
The only person I was a little leery of, and still am, was Manson. He has plenty of followers.
This scribble is the handiwork of Charles Manson.
Hey Barb, what's up? How's the weather in New York? And then he would go into, you know, pigs fly. His letters never made any sense.
To gain their trust, Dickstein took on certain roles.
He's wishing me a happy new year, and he's telling me don't be stingy with your body.
Barbara pretended to be a stripper to lure Richard Ramirez, California's notorious night stalker, into corresponding.
If you were sitting here next to me, okay, we'll leave that part out.
Did it bother you to then be writing to them and corresponding?
Of course.
Her late husband, Richie, was also involved in her efforts. He even pretended to be gay to elicit letters from cannibal killer Jeffrey Dahmer. And he even convinced Susan Smith, the South Carolina mom convicted of murdering two sons in 1994, that he was in love with her.
Susan Smith totally loved my husband. She actually thought if she got out of prison that my husband was going to marry him.
But she says her husband had one special pen pal, the son of Sam himself, David Berkowitz.
Out of every serial killer that we ever collected from, the one that my husband had a friendship with, and I mean a real friendship where he went to visit him, was Berkowitz.
The letters are featured on a new podcast, Killer's Vault, hosted by Law & Order actress Elizabeth Rome.
I think we're going to be surprised at how intimate and personal these letters are, and really how graphic and horrible, because the friendships that were built with Barbara and Richie over these decades was authentic.
Actor Eric Roberts narrates the chilling letters.
When I've played these kinds of people who are dangerous, I've always played them where they don't, you know, believe they're bad guys. Now, what I learned through this process, these guys know they're bad guys, and they're proud of it. And yes, I do this. I'm going to do it again and again.